Chabad.
With your permission. כשנכנס אדר מבין בשמחה, לגמרא says 30 days before Purim. The light of Purim is here. A reflector of the Chag says that he always comes 30 days before. And of course, the first question is, what's the celebration of Purim? The way the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's students ask him, what happened when Haman arrived, the decree of Haman? If Chas Shalom wants to destroy Am Yisrael completely, banish Am Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai asks him, tell me, what do you think? And the Gemara says the answer, because Am Yisrael went to the party of Ahasuerus. And actually, the Gemara says, after the decree came out, Elion Avi ran to Hebron to Marat HaMachpelah and told about Yitzchak and Yaakov about the decree. And they asked Elion Avi, what happened? Why Hashem is so upset? And Elion Avi said, they went to the party of Ahasuerus. So that, even though the Gemara says, well, something else happened, but the Gemara says that Eliyahu Navi said that's the problem. So, then, Baruch Hashem, whatever happened, happened. And the decree was cancelled, and they hung Haman and his children. Now you have a national holiday. How powerful is holiday? The Gemara says, when Mashiach will come, Bezat Hashem, Rabbi Amen.
Amen.
Then all the holidays are going to be cancelled. I mean, no Pesach, no Shabbat, no Sukkot, no Rosh Hashanah, maybe Yom Kippur, maybe Chanukah. But Purim will stay forever. It's such a major, major Chag. It's more important than all the Moadim that we have today. All of them are going to be cancelled. And as well, Chachamim say, the Tanakh that we know as a Tanakh, that has a tremendous power and energy. The Zohar says that Tanakh is not a story. Tanakh was written by prophets. Shmuel HaNavi, other Nevi'im. It's a lot of secrets inside. A lot of advisors and guides. Nevertheless, Mashiach will come, all of them are going to be canceled. You have Chamisha Chomshei Torah, you have the Torah. Maybe Sefer Yoshua, but definitely Megillat Esther. Megillat Esther. Read the Megillat Esther, this is nothing. It doesn't say anything. About the miracle of Purim. But the miracle of Purim really is not should not be celebrated. If we would like to translate it to our lifetime. For example, somebody committed a crime and was put in jail. After many years he came out of jail. His family, they want to celebrate it. I said, Papa came out of jail. I want to make a party. I said, you want to make a party? Why? Because he came out of jail. So why did he go to jail? He committed the crime. So the celebration just is going to remind about the crime that Papa did. Purim is the same thing. Eliyahu Navi said to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and then to Moshe Rabbeinu that Am Yisrael went to the party of Ahasuerus. Whatever happened, doesn't matter what happened. But Hashem was upset, he went to the party. And that's the Gemara says Haman came into the picture. And then Baruch Hashem, Haman was hung. Now what's the celebration? Celebration that Haman was hung? Listen, if he would not have gone to the party, Haman would never came. Haman came because he went to the party. So what's the celebration? It's embarrassment. It's embarrassment. It's embarrassing. You're celebrating your survival, even though that the punishment was something that you should have gotten the punishment because you did something wrong. Whatever it means. The end of it said, major problem, he went to the party. Hashem is upset. Okay, so Mordechai saved us. Esther saved us. Good, fine. What's the celebration? And that celebration is going to be forever? When Mashiach will come, he's going to celebrate Purim. What? It's embarrassment to say that. It's embarrassment. I know somebody was in jail. He came out of jail. Family wanted to make a big party. They went to Chaim Kanievsky. And they said, the guy Baruch Hashem, was released from jail. They want to make a party for him. The prophet said, why was he in jail? If he was innocent, just put him in jail because false statement or false testimony or the mistake. Okay, so you make a party. But if the guy did a crime and he was in jail, so he comes out of jail and have a party. What a party? Why was in jail? He's a criminal. So because Mr. Trump pardoned him, but he's a criminal. So what's the celebration? So this poem. Poem, the biggest holiday. What's the biggest holiday? Should not be any holiday. It should be the opposite. We should hide it. We don't want anybody to know that we committed such a crime. And Hashem was upset at us. The Megillah starts the description of the party of Ahasuerus. First chapter of the Megillah. The Gemara says, the Gemara describes the wealth of Ahasuerus. It's hard to believe where all the items today. But the Gemara says, for example, they had pillars that Ahasuerus brought from overseas. The width of the pillar, a person can lie down on the pillar. Lie down on the pillar, and every pillar, then either it was a circle or square, was about 10 feet. 10 feet. The height. The Gemara doesn't say how high it was. The description, but that is being hinted in the Megillah. The Gemara takes it apart just to show how wealthy was the Ahasuerus. And then the Megillah, first chapter, tells you, look at such a nice party and the garden and the palace and everything. But really, it's not necessary to say that. It's not important. The punchline is that in the party, Vashti disobeyed Ahasuerus, is going to be killed, and Esther is going to come into the picture. Even that, it's not so important. But definitely, that, to describe the party, I really don't care what happened in the party. If the Megillah wants to tell us something, it's only about Esther's coming, and then Haman is coming. Actually, the Gemara says one version, the Megillah really starts in chapter 3 when Haman comes. Before, it's irrelevant how they chose the queen. Who cares how they chose the queen? I don't care about it. The whole chapter 2 is about how the girls came marching into the palace, and Ahasuerus trying them, who's going to be the queen. I really don't care about it. The Gemara says in one version, the Megillah really starts from chapter 3. Our custom is to start chapter 1. But Mordechai Esther wrote Megillah Esther, the Ruach HaKodesh, is like a prophecy. A description? I don't need that description. Then the Megillah is going to tell us that Haman came and he comes to Ahasuerus and he offers Ahasuerus tremendous amount of silver as something like a payment to Ahasuerus to agree to kill the Jewish people. Okay. Maybe Ahasuerus needed it. The Gemara says he had a lot of expenses from his army. Maybe Haman wants to help him, the Gemara says. But then the decree came out. And Mordechai found about the decree, and he tore his clothing and he comes to the palace. So somebody told Esther, look, Mordechai is on the street, torn clothing. So the way it says in the Megillah, that Esther wants to find out what happened. And the language of the Megillah is to know maze val maze. What is this? What's about this? The Gemara says, what do you mean? What are you trying? The Gemara says, no, Esther hinted to Mordechai something. She says, and Esther asked Mordechai, listen, what is the decree about? Is it about when Am Yisrael crossed Yom Suf? And the way we say as a shir, they say the Tamisal Kostam, so they say Zekirivan Veum. They say, this is my God. So that's the same explanation as asked Mordechai. So this is something to do with the Yam Suf? What did you say, Yam Suf? If that's what Esther means, Esther can say, What happened? What are you trying to say? They did something against Hashem, so say it. Don't say Yam Suf. What Yam Suf has to do with crossing Yom Suf, that Esther is hinting to Mordechai, is that what happened? Because Esther did not want people to know what she's asking, so she hinted. But Yom Suf, what Yom Suf has to do? All the Gemara says, since the tablets of Luchot were written on both sides, Mizeh u Mizeh, Esther is again hinting to Mordechai and says, is this something has to do with the tablets, with the Ten Commandments? Okay, finish. And Mordechai doesn't answer. Let me see. Read the Megillah. Nothing. Then there's a party. And Esther talks to Ahasuerus to cancel the decree. So she tells him like this. We were sold to be killed. Excuse me, that's not true. You weren't sold. What do you mean you were sold? No one sold. But Haman tried to give silver to Ahasuerus. It's true, but he won't. And then she continues. If we would have been sold just to be slaves, I wouldn't even ask your honor anything. Since we were sold to be killed, I'm pleading with you to cancel this decree. So what do you mean? If all of Israel would have been sold to be slaves, you wouldn't say nothing. Why? What do you mean? You're the sister of Israel, you are in the palace. What if I ask you to ask Ahasuerus for mercy, for pardon, and she tells Ahasuerus, if the decree would have been just to be sold to be slaves, I wouldn't say nothing. I would let it happen. You let it happen. All the Jews around the world would be slaves, like in Egypt. And also, what's the question? What is the statement she said? If we would have been sold to be slaves, let me be sold. Be slaves, like in Egypt. We weren't sold in Egypt. Power one day came and drafted all of us, and we became slaves, not being sold. But Esther emphasized it. We will be sold to be slaves. The first command is with Parasha, is Ten Commandments. It's called Ten Commandments. The first one, in the text that we read, it says, Nochi Hashem Elokecha, I am God, I took you out of Egypt, to the house of slavery. That's the first command. That's not command. This is a statement. And that statement is too simple for Hashem, we may say, to say such a thing. I know. Everybody knew that Hashem took us out of Egypt. Everybody was a witness. What happened in Egypt, and Moshe took us out of Egypt. And now, we already crossed Yam Suf. Now in front of our Sinai. Everybody knew what happened. Hashem doesn't have to tell us. I am Hashem, I took you out of Egypt. I know Hashem. Of course you took me out. Who took me out of Egypt? But it's not a command either. It's supposed to say command. It's the Ten Commandments. That's the next command. It's good. It says, don't do Avodah Zarah. Then don't say Hashem's name for nothing. Then respect your parents. Keep Shabbat. Don't kill. Don't steal. Okay? But it's not to do with... The first command is not a command. And it's a statement. It's not necessary. It must be something inside that command that a person has to know what Hashem meant. So comes the Mishnah, there's a really Gemara, Perkei Avot, and the Gemara says like this. And this is a few versions in the Mishnah by itself. This is the last Mishnah in Perkei Avot. It says the Mishnah reads like this. Five things Hashem bought. Hashem acquired, but the Mishnah used the word of buying. And the Mishnah is going to bring proofs from the Tanakh for those five things. The first thing is by the chronicle order is Am Yisrael. If you would like to know what happened last week, we crossed the Yam Suf. What really happened? So why did Hashem do such a thing? Hashem took us out of Egypt already, and now we're stuck in front of Yam Suf. And Hashem, let us go through Yam Suf. And while we were crossing, Hashem opened the sky. And the way the Gemara explained the sentence, that everybody was able to see a vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, it's not a real. It was like a cloud, like a blue cloud, in the shape of a soldier. That's what we saw. I says, why did Hashem do it? What is so important to show us this? So the Azashim reads like this. When we say, the Odyssey was said by prophecy. It says, Adi Abu Amcha Hashem. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be crossing Yom Suf. Adi Abu Amzu Kanita. Amzu Kanita, this is the Kavanah that we say in Shmoneh Esrei Koneh Hakol. Shmoneh Esrei, we say, Koneh Chasadim Tomim, Koneh Hakol. What's Koneh Hakol? What's Koneh? Buying everything. What Hashem is buying what? Chamim said, that's the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah says. And that's what we say in Az Yashir the first time. That Hashem so called bought us. If we may say Hashem bought us from an entity, meant something like Paro. Hashem bought us. What it means is now that we were under Paro's regime, and now we're under Hashem, but we're not under Hashem because Hashem just acquired us. And Hashem so-called bought us. You see what Hashem paid for it, who he paid, who did he buy from, but that's the language that we say. We are passing Yom Suf now. We are the one that Hashem bought us. But it means like this, we are under the wings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us. It's a higher level. It means Hashem bought us. It's like for example, somebody goes to the store and buys something. You buy something, bring it home, I say, what is this? I say, I bought it. It's mine. It's not just, you know, I found it on the street. I'm feeling for it. The Ari says like this, the Ari says, secret of purchasing. The secret of purchasing, the list is like this. So, two people go and they want to buy. They go to a store, they want to buy something. That's one of this, a silver thing. That's the store. One guy looks in the showcase, says, I like this very much. His friend says, I don't think it's nice. I think it's ugly. So, what would you like? So, he said, I like that one. His friend says, you like that one? This is ugly. He says, no, yours is ugly. Said, yeah, what kind of a car? I said, I like to buy this car. He says, nah, it's not a good car. I buy another car. He says, you buy another car. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Rahman al-Islam. The Gemara says, I don't understand you. You like this house? This shape? No. I think this house is ugly. Knock on the door and say, hello. He says, this is your house? You love it? Nah. Can be better than this. He said, are you kidding? It's ugly. But I think it's beautiful. What's the secret behind it? So the Ari says like this. The Ari says, the neshama of a person is connected to items. When a person wants to purchase something, buy something, and says, it's because either already part of his neshama is in that item, or that item is similar neshama that he has. That's why you like that part. Because with food, goes with clothing, people like certain things, other people say, nah, it's disgusting. I would never do this. I said, why did you buy it? Why did you purchase it? I said, the purchasing has to do with what the message a person gets from his neshama. He says, go get this. He says, you are connected to this thing. It started from coming out of Egypt. He says, no, says, Ari says, Hashem told us to borrow silver and gold dishes. He says, why do you have to borrow silver and gold dishes? Hashem promised me you should be rich. It's very easy. So you go, and Hashem will throw from Shamayim stones. Oh, he finds mines. I have to borrow dishes. He says, because Ari says in the dishes that Amisrael borrowed war inside sparks of Neshamot of Amisrael. And it goes for every item. It goes for every thing that a person buys. It's not you think it's your choice, that you chose this one. How come you didn't choose the other one? I like this one. The difference is I don't like this one. So what's the machloket? What's the disagreement? It's because what you want to buy really is because your part of the neshama is inside the dish or inside that piece of clothing, and the same thing applies to the food, the same thing. And that's what the Mishnah says, Am Zukarita, that Am Israel crossed Yam Suf. So what happened on Yam Suf, when Hashem revealed himself and opened the skies and everybody saw Hashem, is because now Hashem purchased us. So Hashem wanted to show who is the buyer. Hashem bought us. Now, Hashem said, here I am. See, I'm the buyer. I bought you. I'm Zukhanita. Says the Mishnah, there's one of the things that Hashem bought. He continued the Mishnah. I said, the other thing that Hashem bought, if you may say, Hashem Kanani Rashid Darko, says the Mishnah, Hashem so-called bought the Torah. He bought it. It doesn't mean exactly bought it, but it means he owns it, but he owns it in a certain way, not because he made it. This is because if somebody makes something, it doesn't have the same relationship and the connection to the item. What was that? I made it, and I said it. Finished. But if somebody buys something, his connection to the item is stronger. That's what the Chachamim said. I say, we go to the Torah in the morning, we say, Hashem b'charbanu mikol ha'amim. Hashem, you chose us. It's not true. The Gemara says it's not true. Hashem never chose us. The Gemara says the opposite. Hashem is naiba. The Gemara says, first Hashem offered the Torah to other nations. We were the last one to be offered the Torah. And actually the Gemara says, earth was shaking. If we would not, we would have said no. Like the others, Hashem would destroy the world. We were the last. Hashem went to Ishmael, Machshimo. Hashem went to Ammon, Moab, Edom. There's a list. Whatever it means Hashem asked the representative of that nation in Shamayim, the angel, would your nation accept the Torah? All of them said, no, no, no. I said, then Hashem said, Am Yisrael, you didn't take it? You read the parasha, this week's parasha, it all. Hashem said to Am Yisrael, I'm coming. He said, okay, fine, fine, fine. Say, Naseh v'nishma. Says the Gemara, if you would not have said Naseh v'nishma, Hashem would destroy the world. It's the Gemara. We say, Asher b'charban. Asher b'charban means Hashem chose us. Hashem never chose. It's not true. Hashem never chose. If Hashem would have chosen you, Hashem would not have gone first to all the nations. You were the last one. So what's the bracha? I said, I tell you what, the bracha is not that. It's true. We were not chosen to get the Torah. We were the last resort. We were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when we said to Hashem that we want the Torah, then Hashem bought us. It means on Yom Suf, Hashem already knew what the future is going to be. So Hashem Bacharvanu already in Yom Suf, Hashem chose us. Because we are going to accept the Torah, so another nation just accepts the Torah, okay? So it's an entity that keeps the Torah. By us, it was different. Hashem chose us, Hashem, it means Hashem bought us. Hashem bought us like Hashem bought the Torah. And the third thing, says the Mishnah, is Bet HaMikdash. Hashem so-called bought Bet HaMikdash, whatever it means. There are two more things, but it's a machloket, if it's a mistake, it's not a mistake. The Gemara says only four things, and the Gemara says only three. Those are the major three things. That's how Pirkei Avot ends. So what do you want to know from this? What is really behind it? Chachamim said that the world, what it means, is stands on a triangle. Chutam Mishkol, Chutam Mishulash. Says one side is the Torah that Hashem bought, one side is Beit HaMikdash, and the bottom one is Am Yisrael. So the world stands on it. That's Chachamim said, that's where the Pirkei Avot starts. Shimon HaTzadik Omer, the world stands on three things, but it's not three pillars. It means the three sides of a triangle. As is Torah, this is what Hashem bought. Avodah is what Amigdash Hashem bought. Gnut Chasadim, kindness, it's Am Yisrael all about kindness. So Pirkei Avot starts and ends with the same idea to tell us the obligation that we have to keep the world. And that's what the Ramchal said, that Rav Chaim Volozhin said. That a person has to know, as a Jew, that his obligation to keep the world running. And actually, the Gemara says Hashem makes the neshama swear before the neshama comes down. Hashem makes the neshama to swear that you're not going to destroy this world. So a person Hashalom doesn't behave well. So it's not just the sin he doesn't behave. It's worse than that. The neshama swore to Hashem that he's not going to destroy the world. Of course, the sins destroy the world. So that's what Chachamim said. This is really the obligation. This is the whole Pirkei Avot to tell us. Don't you read the Pirkei Avot? This is what Pirkei Avot, do this, don't do this, do this. What is it all about? It's all about Musar, that a person has to keep the swear that his neshama swore to Hashem. It's not an advice, Pirkei Avot, don't do this, do this. It's obligation, it's a guide to a person how Hashem wants him to behave in order for the world to stay, not to be destroyed, as what he promised the Kadosh Baruch Hu before the neshama came down. And then Chachamim said that's what the Ten Commandments and the Megillat Esther are about. The Eliyahu HaNavi came and told Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Hashem signed a decree to Chas Shalom to get rid of Am Yisrael. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Gemara says, ask Eliyahu HaNavi, what did they do? So they went to the party of Ahasuerus. And the text, when you read the text, doesn't say anything bad what we did. Ahasuerus made a party, first 180 days and another 7 days. So. And all of a sudden Haman came. Doesn't say that we did something bad. Even though the Gemara says 18,500 people went to the party and did not behave over there with the shiksas, with the goyot. But in the text, it doesn't say that. So what is it that Hashem is so upset that Eliyahu HaNavi told Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? And Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov answered Eliyahu HaNavi, it's nothing to do. That's what happened. What happened? Don't know what happened. Eliyahu HaNavi did not tell him what happened. Eliyahu HaNavi told them they went to a party. Even Avi would have told them, maybe they would think something. But just by saying went to the party, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov said, finished. If that's what happened, it's nothing to do. Then Eliyahu HaNavi had to run to Moshe Rabbeinu and beg Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Moshe Rabbeinu had a discussion with Eliyahu HaNavi and they woke up Mordechai. Eliyahu HaNavi came to Mordechai in a dream and says, what is the party all about? Rambam tells us that the time of Megillat Esther is after Koresh gave us a permission to go build the second Beit HaMikdash. And construction started. And then the Gemara says, the way it says in the Navi, that some Arabs from Yerushalayim, some other bad people, sent a delegation. And Koresh stopped the construction. And then Koresh died. And here now is Ahasuerus. And the same situation is, the foundation of Beit HaMikdash were poured, but the building doesn't come up. And in Mordechai, says the Gemara, is here in Shushan, begging Ahasuerus to issue the permit to continue the construction. Chachamim say, look, in our time, says the Gemara, says the Mikdash, saying the Mikdash was destroyed, Chachamim came out of this restriction. It says Shulchan Aruch, that the person should not make big parties. And Chachamim made gzerot, weddings, and people when they make a party should have an empty chair next to the table. Just you have to remember and remind yourself all the time that our father has no house. It's not just destruction, but HaMikdash. The Gemara says Hashem daily cries in his room. He has no house. Daily. And as well as Hashem said, he's not going to his house upstairs unless Beit HaMikdash is going to be downstairs built. That's how much Hashem suffers. Hamim say, look, the Megillah will describe how wealthy was Achashverosh and how big the party is. And here the Jews are going to come to the party, 18,500. They're going to see the dishes of Beit HaMikdash on the table. They said the party. How could you attend the party? The party is against Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara says Achashverosh wore the clothing of the Kohen HaGadol as well the Miket Vashti. Miket Vashti wore the Kohen HaGadol's clothing in the party. The dishes of Beit HaMikdash is on the table. And here you Jewish people, 18,000 people, you're sitting over there and you're having wine in that place that is against Beit HaMikdash. It's against something that's so-called Hashem bought. This is one of the sides of the triangle. The world stands on Beit HaMikdash. I have Beit HaMikdash. Okay, so you stay home. You mourn. You sit in Tikkun Chatzot. As though you're going to a party. The Gemara says it's not so simple in our time. The Gemara said there's restrictions not to play music in parties. Not to wear so much jewelry. There's a lot of restriction in our time. In Yerushalayim, you can't make a wedding with too many instruments. You can't have too much music. I said, you went over there to Achashverosh? I said, that's what the Rabbi told Abraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. They don't care. I'm saying they don't care that Papa has no house. I said, this is part of the triangle. I says that Abraham Yitzchak and Yaakov said, if that's what they did, then I said, what can we do? What do you do? And Hashem was so furious. Let's let Chachamim say that David HaMelech, who was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the king of Israel and then to be the Mashiach, is because every night he used to wake up and he used to sing and cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is Beit HaMikdash for Hashem? David HaMelech swore that he has to find a place for Hashem. I said, what's the problem? I said, yes, the Mishkan, okay, nice. So it's in the tent, okay, it's a big deal. So, no. Adim Tamakom, David HaMelech says, I have to find a place for Hashem. I have to find a place for Hashem. Even though Hashem said in Tehillim, first Mishkan was in the territory of Yosef, and Hashem said, nah, I gave up on Yosef. They don't behave like Yosef. Then in Tehillim say, the Tehillim writes in Tehillim, in Baruch HaKodesh. So Hashem said that even my children will not behave, Hashem will punish them, but the Tamidash will be still in our territory. He says, I'm going to be David HaMelech, and my children are going to be the one that continue David HaMelech. So why? Well, David, they don't behave. He says, the difference between David and all the others is because David did not sleep at night because he was waiting for Hashem to tell him, where is Beit HaMikdash? When can he build the house for Hashem? And actually, the Midrash, the Ramban brings it, in terms of the Melech, was an epidemic that people died. Every day 100 people died. I said, what happened all of a sudden? So the Gemara says, you know what happened? Everybody had his house and his property, and he had in the back of his house, he had all his orchard. He didn't care that Hashem got no house. The epidemic started because you don't worry about Hashem. Who knows? This corona, this epidemic is because the Gemara says we don't demand Hashem to have a house. In Chum Chatzot, we say it, and it says, Sukkim from Sefer Yeshayahu, Al titnu damilo, don't leave Hashem alone. Ask him, you want Beit HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Tzion Dorosh Adonah, people don't care about Beit HaMikdash. They don't care. People care about themselves. They forget about Papa. Papa has no house. And Mishra said, look, the Gemara says, Shlosha Shetafim Ba'adam. The person has to know that in his body are three partners, his father and his mother and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His father gives five things, his mother gives five things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives ten. The Gemara. So, we have to, with all the respect, we have to respect our parents. Fine. But, my father is only 25%. My mother is 25%. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the major stockholder. He's 50%. And of course, his 50% is much more than 25. A person can live without a foot, without a hand. But he cannot live without the neshama. So you have a car, beautiful car, no engine. So it's worthless. But if a car is missing something, you can still drive the car. So the Chachamim said, look, the most important thing is Beit HaMikdash for a person's mind. That's what David the Melech was chosen. It says, now you go to the party, sit over at the party, and Ahasuerus looks like a Kohen Gadol, and his wicked wife looks like a Kohen Gadol, and they have the dishes of Beit HaMikdash on the table, and they drink in the vessels, and you, Jewish people sitting over there? This is what it means, is you just embarrassed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you betrayed the triangle. And for this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us, Chas Shalom, to be vanished. I said, you don't deserve to be here. He says, your father is on the street. Your father got no house. And people stole from your father the dishes. And somebody pretends that he is the Kohen Gadol, and you're sitting at the table. So Chavim said, that's why the party is being described in the first chapter of the Megillah. Such a wealth and nice thing is to tell you, look how embarrassment it is that somebody is making this party against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wears the Kohen HaKadosh clothing, and he has the dishes of Tamidosh, and he's the Kohen, not Dr. Miller, he's the Kohen, forget about it. How can you sit down over there? How can you sit down over there? And that's the beginning starts. So what it means is, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us on Yom Suf, and Hashem bought us, so if you behave like this, you don't care about Hashem's bought Beit HaMikdash. So what it means is you're going to lose your entity that you're being bought by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here is going to come Haman, and he's going to give Ahasuerus 10,000 pieces of silver, so called, he's going to buy you. He says, you don't want to be owned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a buyer, you have another buyer. Here, Haman is going to buy you. And that's what Esther tells Ahasuerus, Queen Imkarmon Imami, we were sold. What do you mean? What do you mean we were sold? It's if you don't care about the Kadosh Baruch Hu's entity that was bought, somebody else will buy you. And actually, the Torah says it in the curses. In Parashat Kitavo, we have 98 curses. The last curse from 98. The Torah says in the text, when you count him, לעבדים ולשפחות ואין קונה. Torah says, you know what's going to happen? As he's going to get punished and punished and punished. And what's going to be there? He's going to be sold to be slaves and maid, but nobody will buy you. I understand. What do you mean? Somebody's going to buy? Nobody's going to buy? I'm not going to be sold. That's a hint. That's a hint what's going to happen in the time of Mordechai and Esther. It's really, Haman did not buy us. It means that the silver that Haman gave Ahasuerus was only to show that since we don't respect Hashem's Beit HaMikdash, that so-called was bought by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you don't trust your seller, your buyer, you're going to be another buyer. The buyer is not going to keep you as a slave. He's just going to kill you. That's it. And that's what Esther really tells Ahasuerus. We were sold to be killed. We were sold to be killed. Nobody buys somebody to kill. That's what the Torah says. This is one of the decrees. That's the situation we were at. And Esther continues, listen, if you were bought by somebody to be a slave, I would not ask for mercy from Ahasuerus. You won't ask for mercy. Why? Because it's called Midah Kedah Midah. The Gemara says, that's how Hashem punishes a person. All of a sudden he became a slave. So why he became a slave? Because he did not treat your previous owner with respect. So now he got a new owner. As his previous owner was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't treat him well. He didn't treat him well. So he let go of you, and somebody else bought it. Like, so somebody, you know, said, I don't need this item. But somebody else comes and says, for me it's good, I take it. And that's what Esther tells to the Ahasuerus. If the decree of Haman was just, we will be bought, be sold to be slaves, I would have been quiet because I will understand what it is. And that's what Esther asked Mordechai, what is it all about that he tore your clothing? Is it because, and she quotes the sentence in Aziz Yashir. She said, Zek Heli? I said, what do you mean? I said, do you know? Am Israel reached the level they were able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a finger. I said, you know what? It's called Zek Heli Ve'anvehu. What's the Kavanah we say? And Hakum says, Zek Heli, Am Israel saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so what do you have in mind now? The sky is open, and the Gemara says, everybody looked upstairs, it saw Hashem. Saw a blue cloud, the shape of a soldier. It says, oh, what are you going to do now? So the Ruach HaKodesh said, Ze Keli Ve'anvehu. What's the Kavanah of the Anvehu? See the Kavanah of the Anvehu? The Hakum says, I'm going to build Bet HaMikdash. The Ruach HaKodesh, we said it. After we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a soldier, I said, what can I do for Hashem? What can I do for him? You better think this one. That's ask Mordechai. You tore your clothing because the Jews probably did something against what it says in Aziz Yashir. What's Aziz Yashir? Aziz Yashir says that Am Yisrael were able to see Hashem, pointed with the finger, and they said immediately, is it what it is? Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's what Eliyahu Nabi told Am Yisrael and Yaakov. Am Yisrael Yaakov said to Levi, it's nothing to do. So what am I going to do? If you don't think about Beit HaMikdash, Papa has no house, he's not worth it the whole life. Hashem will destroy the world. Or, she said to Mordechai, either that one, and she said, either because Mizeh Mizem Ktuvim, it's because the tablets were written from both sides. So what are you trying to say? I said, the tablets is the second thing that the Kadosh Baruch Hu bought, if you may say. The Torah. So, is it another part of the triangle? And that's the whole story of the Megillah. And the celebration, Kam Chachamim say, what Eliyahu Nabi told Moshe Rabbeinu, there's one guy, Mordechai, it all has one track mind. Those three things. First, Mordechai was the head of Sanhedrin at age 13. Always taught Torah. So this is one part of the triangle. And here he is now in Shushan because he's asking Achashverosh before he asked Kosh to issue a permit to continue Beit HaMikdash. That's by the way where Achashverosh tells all the time Esther, At Chatzi HaMalchut, Beit HaMikdash, no Beit HaMikdash. What are you trying to tell? Who cares about Beit HaMikdash? He said, this is the triangle. He doesn't want Beit HaMikdash. And then he cares about Israel. Shalom lo chozaro. I said, he cares about Israel. And that's what Eliyahu Nabi told Moshe Rabbeinu. There's one guy downstairs, even though they were Nabiim, Chagai Zechariah, Malachim, Hashem Knesset Olah, the biggest Bedim we had. Eliyahu Nabi told Moshe, he said, there's one guy downstairs. He cares for the triangle. All the rest are the king. But to care, to say Tikkun Chatzot every night, to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ask him for Beit HaMikdash, they have one track mind. Hashem should have a house, it's only Mordechai. And that really, Moshe Rabbeinu told Eliyahu Nabi, okay, I'll pray upstairs, let him pray downstairs. So the celebration of Purim is not the decree was canceled, Haman was hung. It's embarrassment for us. It's just Haman came because we didn't behave. The celebration is that, oh Hashem accepted our teshuvah, and we were sorry that Hashem got no house. So this is the chut of Mordechai and Esther. Hashem tried again to start this world. And actually, the Mishnah says that another thing that Hashem so-called bought is Shemayim Va'aretz, earth and sky. It means when Hashem created this world, so-called He bought it. He bought the world as well. Koneh Shemayim Va'aretz. That's what the Torah says. Hashem bought Shemayim Va'aretz. Hashem, we say Koneh Hakol. Hashem buys everything. So the celebration of Purim is not the Haman was hung. It's that we reached the level that we were at Yom Suf. That Hashem so-called bought us. So our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not because we just slaves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu or we're just children. It says, a slave is only I can one day release him, forget about him. But if somebody buys a slave, it costs him so-called money, and he put effort in him, he won't just let go of him. So Rabbi Shmuel, the Chachamim says Purim is going to stay forever. It's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu so-called Bachabam again. He chose us again. He gave us a chance again that we want to be His slaves and to bring Kadosh Baruch Hu pleasure. No, Hashem Elokeinu, by having Bet Hamikdash, Baruch Hu, Amen.